We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's BB Shay coming in here.
What's up?
An interesting question. I was at Cox's Harley Davidson, the Harley Davidson dealership on Saturday. My friend Charlie, who Chris Dim and I have known, he's come out to events for
since the start.
20, 25 years. Yeah, exactly. More than, yeah. His son, who was about 5 when we first met him, is now, you know, late 20s and was actually playing in a band on the stage.
Cool.
He's grown up. So I said, well, I talked with Charlie for probably 20 minutes at the end of the event. And Biggie said, well, what was the topic? And I said, I could give you a million guesses, literally a million guesses, and you will not believe what we talked about for 20 minutes. The answer is persimmon pudding.
And you're right. I could have guessed a million times, and that would have never come out of my mouth.
I think, Kelly, you could have said blank pudding.
Yeah, he's right. And I would have ran through every type of pudding. I didn't know persimmons could be putted.
I would have said pasty.
Yeah, right.
Figgy.
Yeah.
Figgy pudding.
Tapioca.
All
tapioca.
Of those. There's so many. Persimmon would have never come out of my mouth.
Well, persimmon pudding.
I don't know what a persimmon looks like.
My grandmother, when I was a kid, I mean young, 7 years old, she had a persimmon tree in her backyard. And they look like kind of like apples, maybe. They're kind of greenish, and they're small. Smaller than an apple. And they would fall.
Are those the things that squish under the on the roadways?
Yes.
They'll squish.
And when they get ripe, I think they fall out of the trees. And she would have me go out there and get them, and she would make persimmon pudding. But persimmon pudding is not like a traditional, like a chocolate pudding. It's more like a cake almost. You know, you make it. Now, I liked it. It was years and years ago. I liked it. Well, Charlie came up, and he said, hold out your hand. I said, all right.
Uh-oh.
And he said, close your eyes. Never a good thing for one man.
No.
I did. And he put something warm in my hand. And I looked at it.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I don't know what that is.
I just made this.
That's my third testicle. I had it removed.
Just for today.
He said, I want you to eat that. And I said, I said, I'm on a hard 75 with BBJ. I can't eat it. He said, that's persimmon pudding. And I was like, oh, persimmon pudding.
I said, I like mama used to make.
Your grandma used to make. I said, yeah. He goes, I make sheet cake after sheet cake pan full of persimmon pudding. I take them.
Well, how about that?
And he said, and then he started showing me pictures of persimmon pudding. Has a man ever shown you pictures of persimmon pudding?
Not a long time. It's been a while.
You want to see it? So he said, take it to your kids. Let them. I just had a little, and he got, he had like a muffin worth, you know. And he said, I'm going to bring a whole pan by for the radio station. I said, do it. Let have it. Yes. Yes.
Just let me know what day. And time.
And then he showed me a picture of the persimmon tree from whence he gets them.
Ah.
It's a good...
They're not what I thought they looked like. I don't know that I've ever seen
one. I used to love them. I did. I mean, my grandmother made them, and I loved them. But I didn't eat it because we're on a hard 75, but I have to admit something to you.
What's that?
I was given some raw honey and loved it. Loved it. Well, a caller earlier said, you loved it because it's pure sugar. I didn't know it, but I was eating a tablespoon a day of raw honey, which is sugar. So if you don't want to start my hard 75 over again.
Well, it's natural sugars,
it
right?
It is.
Well, then that's a pass. Because I'm eating sugar-free almond butter, but there's no added sugar. It's just the natural sugar.
I'll take it.
I'm dealing with natural sugars.
How would you grade your sugar-free almond butter
taste? It's really good.
Oh, I love it.
I put it on an apple. It's wonderful.
Put it on yogurt.
Yeah.
Put it on yogurt.
I don't know about that. That's weird.
I'm going to bring you that as a hard 75 brother. I'm gonna bring you some yogurt and have you test that out with my almond butter. We're going to make it in here tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. No, you won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow.
Red Rachel, I'll bring her some persimmon pudding.
Don't.
Sorry.
Close your eyes.
Kind of sounds like a sexual favor.
Hold out your hand and close your eyes. Very rare that I do that, but I did. And when he placed it in my hand, it was so warm and squishy, you know. Oh, this is going to be exciting.
I think I see why people complain now, because both of you were just like, I'm sorry I ate raw honey. Oh, I'm sorry I ate sugar-free almond butter. It has natural sugars added on an apple. Yeah, I get it.
I forgive you. Now you forgive me. Yeah, yeah.
Then I will continue to have one tablespoon of raw honey.
All is forgiven.
I love it. And how are you going on your hard 75?
I'm starting to adapt. I've had to change books a couple times. I can't get into the books I'm reading, dude.
Really?
Yes.
I agree. Andrew Jackson's biography is leaving me wanting more.
The people's history of the United States, so boring.
I have to go. I'm going to do one tonight on good sleep. I've got a book about how to sleep. It's self-improvement, self-help book.
What other books have you found yourself in?
I've tried to read In Cold Blood by Truman Capote.
Can't
get into it.
I never could.
Our coworker just brought me a few books I'm going to try to start reading.
Okay.
In Cold Blood is apparently a phenomenal book. I've tried to read it 10 times. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I agree. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
Me too. You see the movie?
I don't even know there was a movie.
You'll like it. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Truman Capote, and he does the impression of Truman
Capote.
That's
not writing, that's typing.
That's what he sounds like.